Dawson Baker joining us. Dawson, part of BYU's big win, 80-52 over Cincinnati tonight. Dawson on the night ends up at 11 points, 5 for 7 from the field, made a 3, 1 of 2 from deep, did it all in 15 minutes of play. So 15 minutes at Boulder, great night from 3, 15 minutes here, and an 11-point night for Dawson. DB joining us on the headset. Dawson, congrats to you personally and the guys on a big win.
Yeah, thank you. It was a big win for us. We're all ecstatic about it.
So many guys played well tonight, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of guys had a big night. We shot well from the 3. We attacked their closeouts well. Defensively, we held them to 52, which is big for us.
Dawson, I don't know if you have any older brothers, but you play like a guy that has older brothers that played as a little kid and had to find a way to get shots up and understand where guys were. Do you have older brothers, and how do you attribute your ability to score and find space in the paint?
Yeah,
oh, does he?
I got three older brothers. A lot of them played college. My dad played college, so I'm the youngest of 7. So that is where that kind of grit, that understanding of I just got to get find my own and make it work comes from.
Let's maybe, while Dawson is with us, award tonight's postgame honorees. We'll start with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And he gets it both games this week. I think it's Richie Saunders. 21 for Rich, 7 of 15 overall, 5 for 7 from deep. Another big night from 3. He had 5 rebounds. He has a steal on the night, Richie Saunders. Back-to-back 20-point games, 26 and 21. He's one of the best scorers in the Big 12 in league play. As his teammate, what can you say about the way Richie's playing right now?
He's just aggressive all the time, and that is hard to defend. And he's in a great groove right now where he's making shots. He's attacking closeouts really well from the corner, from the 45-degree. And so he's just picking apart teams with his aggression overall, and it's hard to defend that.
And now for the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Going to go with Yeager on this one. He goes 15, 5, and 7 tonight. Points, rebounds, and assists. And he made 3 threes, which for him is pretty big. And that's back-to-back game, 7 assists for him, kind of doing it all. And I think we're seeing Yeager come around a bit too. How about you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he does it all. We see it every day in practice. And he's finding his groove slowly, but it's good to see him see a couple shots go through the net, which is a big confidence booster for any player. And he's going to continue to grow as a player. We got to remember he's 18 years old. He's young, and he's understanding this kind of way of basketball. But, you know, he's going to be an exceptional player this year and later down the road.
Well, Dawson, obviously this is a big week. You guys played well. You got a little momentum going, but what would you say, if you could boil it down to kind of the secret sauce for this team, what do you guys need to do to play like you did this week going forward? I mean, what's the secret to playing really good basketball for this team?
I think offensively, playing .5 basketball, which means just on a catch, less than a second, make a decision, has been really helpful for us offensively, pick teams apart. And defensively, we just got to be locked into assignments and our scouts and what we're practicing before the game. If we lock into those and we limit our fouls and guard the three-point line, I think we'll have nights like this against many teams.
Visiting with Dawson Baker, we'll come back and have another couple of quick questions for Dawson as we continue. 80-52, BYU over Cincy is our final score at a nearly sold-out Marriott Center on this chilly Saturday night. We're back with more from Dawson after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU improves to 13-6 on the season, back to 500, 4-4 in the Big 12, 10-1 now at home after an 80-52 win over the Cincinnati Bearcats. Dawson Baker is our guest as Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live continues. Dawson, back-to-back Big 12 wins for the first time this season. How important is that for you guys?
Really important. It's good for us to win at home especially, but also get a first road win in Colorado. That's really big for us, and just continue to capitalize and stack days together.
What was the scout on Cincinnati tonight? Looks like you guys played a lot of zone and seemed to be pretty effective, but what were you really concerned about with the Bearcats?
We knew they were going to try to get out in transition and find early offense. They had guys that could shoot the ball and some guys that are more drive heavy. So to be disciplined on that, we didn't want to sell out on any shooters particularly, but be there and close on their feet. And make some guys drivers. And so we did that tonight. And then offensive rebounding was a big key for them. And we just had to box out and make sure that, you know, we rebounded well. And I think the first half they had 10 offensive rebounds and something that we had to be a point of emphasis on in the next half.
Dawson Baker, a plus 16 tonight in only 15 minutes of play. He's our guest here on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. So BYU with the win, again, back to 500 in the Big 12. And this league, day-to-day, you don't know what you're going to get. You saw the scores today. You saw the games today, the way some of them finished. The KU-Houston game we're talking about off the air. This league is something else, isn't it?
It is. Every night you're going to get a crazy game. There's a bunch of good teams. No matter if you're ranked or not ranked, every opponent is tough, and that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it exciting. Makes scouting for opponents intense and more fun. And that competitiveness is a big reason why I love being in the Big 12.
You're just in the back half of the season right now. Do you feel like I do that there's still a lot of ceiling left to find for this team?
Absolutely. Obviously, this Big 12 games have been a lot different than our preseason, and every game's a new adjustment that we're making, new growth that we're learning from different games. And so we're going to continue to grow every day and just, like I said, stack days together, learn from each day.
You know, Dawson, I watch a lot of basketball. It's hard to kind of surprise me or impress me, but Kibakita does it once or twice a game. I mean, have you ever been on the receiving end of one of those? Because I can't imagine any more frightening than seeing him flying above me and about to dunk it.
Luckily, I have not. Luckily, I have not, because that's a scary sight to see.
How important is – I mean, he doesn't score a lot of points, but he's such a force in the middle. How important is he for this team?
Especially when he sets a pick and rolls the rim, those bigs have to drop so much because they're so worried about him getting behind and getting that lob. So for me, getting a floater like that, it makes it a lot easier. It makes my job a lot easier. And so that's just that pulls the defense in when he rolls the rim for sure.
Speaking of floaters, Tuesday it was three-point shots for you, and today it was getting around the lane and floating it up. Just your thought on what you went to tonight and if you thought it was just going to be there for you.
Yeah, I think I knew that their defense, they're going to play a little drop coverage. I knew that key area was going to be open. Every game's going to be different.
And but a bit of a soft spot there for you tonight?
Yeah. And so that's something that I kind of pride myself on, is I can do everything. I can get the three, I can get the floater, I can get all the way to the rim, and so whatever the game demands, I'll feel it out and make the decision from there.
Well, every game's a big game in the Big 12, and here comes Baylor on a Tuesday night. They got a nice win in Salt Lake City, so they're feeling good. Your thoughts on bouncing back here with the Bears coming your way?
Yeah, we're excited to get after it. Tomorrow we'll probably dive into that scout and learn more about their team. We know they're a good program and they're going to have talented guys and athletes, and we'll be ready and we'll prepare for that.
How about the crowd tonight? Near sellout.
It was amazing. A great crowd. It's electric in here. Makes it a lot more fun, and I've had players during the game come up to me and be like, man, you guys got the best fans in the Big 12. So it's cool to hear that. It's cool to hear The Rock just bring it every game.
Dawson, great visiting with you. Tremendous effort by you and the boys. Great win, and we'll see you back here for Baylor.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dawson. That's Dawson Baker.